This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1760. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded February 12th, Bangladesh, Botswana, Bulgaria, Canada, China, Ethiopia, Europe, Germany, Greece, Guyana, Iceland, India, Iran, Kashmir, Korea South, Kuwait, Mexico, Myanmar, Navassa, Nigeria, North America, Papua New Guinea, Somaliland, Sudan, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. As spring approaches, some stations we can't really hear well or at all in the dead of winter are picking up again, such as Bangladesh. They will broadcast in Urdu at 1400 UT on 15505, of course intended for the Western Wing, now known as Pakistan, but it comes over the pole to here on a good day and is improving little by little. I amuse myself by timing the pips. Their time signals are always way off opening the broadcast, currently 28 or 29 seconds fast before 1400 on 15505. There is an English broadcast at 1230 UT on 15105. That sometimes makes it here in warmer months, but we'll probably have to wait a bit longer. However, in Florida, that is already reported by Tim Maretsky as coming in with an excellent signal on the 5th of February. There's also the domestic service, 4750. We can usually hear a trace of it around sunrise here, but Dan Sheedy in California reports it on February 5th, before and after 1500 UT. On Moonlight Beach, California, Dan Sheedy was also hearing the VOA Botswana relay by long path on 60 meters, February 5th at 1547 on 4930, during Larry London's music program parallel to 15580. Ivo Ivanov in Sofia, Bulgaria, near the shortwave transmitter site Kostin Broad, but which he calls Secret Broad, has observed something unusual on 11600. It's been relaying the Overcomer Ministry, Brother Scare, on an old 50 kilowatt Soviet era transmitter, which is rather unreliable. This is on the air between 08 and 1300 Monday through Friday, and extended to 1550 on every day of the week. However, it's not continuous Brother Scare. Instead, there are interruptions for the EU News Network, 15-minute cast at 08, 10, 13, and weekdays at 1500. One of our most frequent analog TVDX catches the last few years has been CKND2 in Manitoba. It's on Channel 2 as well, meaning it's most subject to sporadic e-skip. We've been getting it a lot more, of course, since all the American analog stations moved to other channels or converted to digital. But now that one is gone too, says Bill Hepburn in Ontario. He found a global news story. It probably went off last June or July, as there was an item about a crew installing their high-definition transmitter. On the other hand, some better news also from Bill Hepburn, posted to the WTFDA Google group on January 30th. Effective December 18th, there is a moratorium on TV applications in Canada, new or changes to existing. That'll put a damper on changing any remaining analogs to digital. The reason is because Canada is waiting to see what will happen with the USA TV auction, and they would like to make the same changes in Canada. Most Chinese communist jamming of foreign broadcast continues to employ the main domestic radio program as the audio source on the jamming, known as CNR1. However, here and there we still hear that raucous music, which Harold Froege likes to call crash and bang. We've been calling it Firedrake, a name which originated, as far as I know, with BBC monitoring some years ago. As far as I know, it is not employed by the Chinese themselves. Who knows if they have any particular name for this kind of jamming. But, as David Koenig in the UK has suggested, it's more culturally apt to call it Fire Dragon than Fire Drake. After all, we're not talking about Peking ducks or any fowl at all. As Mano Ritola points out, there has been some confusion etymologically between Draco, the original Latin word for dragon, and Drake. There is a similar word derived from Middle English and Germanic languages, meaning a male duck. Anyhow, we are now hearing Fire Dragon rather reliably on at least a couple of frequencies, 9355 and 9455 in our afternoons around 2030 UT. That's when those two frequencies are actually used by Radio Free Asia via Saipan. It's also reported by Mike Bryant in Kentucky, February 6th at 2045 on 9455. Wendell Craighead in Kansas tells us he heard one of the clandestines for Ethiopia unexpectedly in English. It's Oromo Voice Radio via Issoudun, France on 17850. February 9th, it started at 1600 as always in Oromo, but switched to English at 1615 with an ID and frequency and an interview in English until it went off at 1630. This was a Monday, and that may be the only day English appears, if indeed it is a regular portion. The broadcast is not scheduled daily, but Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday only at 16 to 1630 on 17850. Dick Spacewalker of Radio Space Shuttle International tells us about upcoming transmissions via two sites in Europe, which are presumably not pirates. They are on Saturday, February 14th at 14 to 15 UT on 6070. That's Rohrbach, Germany. And on Sunday, February 15th at 08 to 10 UT on 6035 and 9865 via Sala, Sweden. Different programs and different languages. Germany's external broadcaster, Deutsche Welle, may be phasing out shortwave broadcasts in English and other languages, but they are phasing in more and more television. Hans-Jürg Biener sends us a press release from Deutsche Welle that a new English TV channel will start June 22nd, news and information, and it will be on the air 24 hours a day in English, of course, mainly on satellite, but hoping to be relayed by cable systems and other stations elsewhere. This will be in addition to four other 24-hour TV channels, DW America, which will be 20 hours in German and 4 hours in English, DW Latin America in Spanish, DW Asia, 24 hours in German, and DW Arabia, 24 hours in Arabic. Every year since 2006, there's been a special broadcast from Germany marking the International Day of the Mother Language from Radio Imran. That's O-Umlaut, M-R-A-N-G. It's in the Frisian area at 16 to 17 UT on 15215 kilohertz. At least that's the time and frequency used in recent years, although we have no confirmation yet for this year. So mark your calendar for Saturday, February 21st at 16 UT on 15215. It's broadcast via MBR. The site is probably Germany, but it could also be France. Thanks to Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener for pointing this out in his bulletin in German called NTT Aktuell. Via M5AKE and the British DX Club, an all-too-brief tweet, Greece to create new public broadcaster. It's from hashtag Tsipras, T-S-I-P-R-A-S. We will create a new public broadcaster from scratch, ERT, using only funds from current tax. Since our big news last week that Guyana had reactivated on shortwave 3290, a number of DXers have pulled it in. The signal continues to be quite weak, although the power is supposedly up to 1 kilowatt from the original 10-kilowatt transmitter. It is on the air all night, including a BBC World Service relay between 04 and 08, which you can identify if you have enough signal by paralleling it to BBC frequencies such as 9460 during the first part of that via Ascension, as we did on February 8th. It should have been possible to get television from Iceland in eastern North America via double-hop sporadic E, since they had transmitters on the lowest channels E2 and E3. However, that's no longer possible because the WTFDA group, Mike Bogoy in Connecticut, says Iceland transitioned over to digital TV from analog on the 2nd of February, according to a post on the Skywaves DX list. So there's no longer any reason to aim your antenna eastward, looking for them on E2 or E3. They are gone. Bill Hepburn in Ontario says, I tried, but no dice. A Scottish DXer told us that Iceland should have been easy, even before channels 2 through 6 were vacated in the USA, but I couldn't get them even with an empty band. Oddities from India, thanks to All India Radio. Ron Howard in California says, as of February 11th, Shillong on 4970 has been silent for a number of days. On February 7th at 1300, Joe's Jacob in India noted that the 5010 transmitter of Trivandrum was actually on 5020, perhaps a punching error. So don't confuse that with Solomon Islands. The schedule for India is midnight 20 to 2:15 and 11:30 to 17:45. When I check 9380 for the national channel around 1355 UT, all I hear is dead air or possibly a trace of modulation. The transmitter site to blame for this is Aligarh. William Knight in California says, I note that Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran has regular 250-kilowatt broadcasts in Hebrew. Considering they do not officially recognize the Zionist state, I can't figure out why they do this. Any answers? Here is my reply. Broadcasting to the enemy is not that unusual in international shortwave. What is unusual is that Iran's is the only known shortwave broadcast service now in the Hebrew language. Not even Israel anymore, with the demise of Israel Radio and of Galei Tzahal's shortwave broadcasts. One does wonder how Iran comes up with Hebrew speakers willing to toe the party line. Could they be non-Jews? According to the World Radio TV Handbook, here's the schedule. These are half-hour broadcasts at 0420 on 9755 and 11780, and at 1150 UT on 13740 and 15240. Of course, some of Israel's neighbors do broadcast in Hebrew on medium wave. More about India from Ron Howard, but actually filed under Kashmir for Srinagar on 4950, February 11th at 1303. He says, I'm hearing only an open carrier. Rarely do I have any actual audio. It's been rather erratic recently. Several days I found the transmitter on and off. This day it went off at around 1400. Resuming our theme of inaudible broadcasts starting to become audible, South Korea's so-called North American service at 13 to 15 UT on 15575, not using a relay. They've doggedly stuck there on much too high a frequency for winter night paths, but this should gradually improve at the very end of the 2 hours after the Korean broadcast at 1459 UT, February 5th. I was actually getting a poor signal with Flutter during their theme music. So keep checking for the English starting at 1300 on 15575. I also heard an unidentified utility two-way interference on 15573. From the other direction, much the same can be said for Radio Kuwait's North American service. It's actually for Central and Western North America in Arabic at 20 to 24 UT on 17550. Finally, on February 7th at 2022, I was getting a just barely audible carrier there with Doppler flutter. So we can look forward to that improving as spring and summer approach. They play some great music. While on the English service, they play mostly Western music. That's at 18 to 21 UT on 15540. Both of these are aimed at North America, but hardly propagating in the winter. However, at least on February 10th, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria said the English service from 1800 provided a powerful signal on 15540.
This is Glenn Hauser's World of Radio. This is Glenn Hauser's World of Radio.
The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 1760. Our website provides much more information, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Thomas Witherspoon of swelling.com, who sent a contribution via PayPal to woradio@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by U.S. dollar check or money order in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENIDOK 73702. If you hear country music in English on 900 kilohertz, but DJs in Spanish, it's not necessarily a U.S. station nor even a border station in Mexico. February 9th at 1313 UT, I was getting this on 900, and judging from a local commercial, it was XEDP deep in the heart of Chihuahua in Ciudad Cuauhtémoc. I've heard the station before, but not with such a format. Apparently, this is because it's parallel to their FM on 98.3, which is known with the English name Hits FM. And it's not clear if they run country music all the time or just part of the time, such as in the mornings. I also thought I heard them mention Radio Caballo, which means radio horse, but they also refer to Musica Cowboy. More from Ron Howard in California, updating his info last week about the erratic transmitter usage of Myanmar radio. After my February 4th reception of their new frequency of exactly 7200, I was unable to hear them there, nor on 7200.09, nor 7185.76, for 3 or 4 days. Then on February 9th, opening at 1401 UT, exactly 7200, but checked at 1415, they'd switched to the old transmitter 90 hertz higher, which had muffled audio and a weaker signal. Clearly the older off-frequency transmitter is not as good as the newer exact frequency one. Then on February 10th, the off-frequency one went off at 1500. Seems they cannot make up their mind as to which frequency to use or which transmitter. And on February 11th, it was not heard on any of those three frequencies between 14 and 15. The Multiham D expedition to Navassa Island was supposed to wrap up about the middle of February. On the 7th at 2019 UT, I caught them on the 10-meter band 28305, call sign Kilo 1 November. More about the new target broadcast we mentioned last week for part of Nigeria, Dandalkura. It's at 18 to 19 UT on 12065. And at 05 to 06 on 9440, both via the Ascension Relay. We suspected it might have something to do with Boko Haram, and indeed that does appear to correlate. Chris Greenway says, Kanuri is the native language of Boko Haram leader Abubakar Shekau. And furthermore, Kai Ludwig says, the regions of Nigeria in which Kanuri is spoken are essentially the very ones the state of Nigeria is losing to Boko Haram. Why USAID is doing this and not the Voice of America or the Broadcasting Board of Governors, I fail to recognize an obvious explanation.
for this approach, says Kai Ludwig. I suggest maybe they're just avoiding the bureaucracy of the BBG. Marty Delphine in Spain tells us in a recently released Congressional Research Service report on the elections in Nigeria, no official mention of Dandal Kura is made. It's titled Nigeria's 2015 Elections and the Boko Haram Crisis by Lauren Ploch Blanchard, a specialist in African affairs, dated January 28th. It only makes a blind reference to U.S. broadcasting efforts to the area. Quote, the Obama administration has publicly committed support for Nigerian efforts to counter Boko Haram, including through support for the Nigerian military. USAID, the State Department, and the Broadcasting Board of Governors oversee programs to counter radicalization in Nigeria. The report claims that Boko Haram controls 40% to 70% of Borno State and large chunks of territory in neighboring Yobe and Adamawa states, including border areas near Cameroon, all where Kanuri is spoken and broadcasts are reportedly targeted. Washington fears Boko Haram will try to undermine the ballots coming from those areas in the close presidential race. Perhaps the Dandal Kura broadcasts will be expanded by that coming weekend. However, Kai Ludwig says the elections have now been postponed until March 28th, according to a report in Deutschlandfunk. Remember Radio Clandestine? Despite the name, it was a North American pirate a few decades ago, but now it's been heard again, apparently someone playing some of their old recordings. On another de-expedition in Michigan, Harold Froge reports it, February 8th at midnight 13 past midnight 40 on 6925 USB, probably a vintage program from the 80s. He says a hearty huzzah to whoever relayed this, a mix of rock tunes and bits, an ad for Marijuana Helper, Mr. Wizard episode on how to make a nuclear reactor out of an old spatula, perhaps from Spatula City, and a long obsolete Battle Creek, Michigan drop address by Wanda Lust and Boris. There was some buzz burst interference until about midnight 38, and then it dropped off drastically. And later on, perhaps not by coincidence, Radio Clandestine was also heard on WBCQ 5110. I mean Radio Clandestine, I think that's how they always pronounced it. The WRTH National Radio Update uploaded February 6th about Papua New Guinea says Radio Maria has no plans to return to 4960. But Wantok Radio Light is back on shortwave 7325. We'd also had some previous not completely definite reports about this. I tried again on February 2nd during the break by China at 1411 UT and was hearing a just barely audible carrier, which might have been Wantok Radio Light. Then Ron Howard in California confirms hearing them at the very same time, 40 hertz below 7325. Definite religious singing, but just above threshold level audio. He's been trying for them just about every morning. He was also hearing them to some extent, sometimes with no audio, February 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th, as early as 0743. That's before China comes on. But by February 11th, it was gone again. No trace of a signal during the 14 UT window, either in California or in Pennsylvania, says Dave Volko. We've been checking 7120 periodically since November, but to no avail. No sign of Radio Hargeisa, Somaliland, until now. It suddenly reappeared February 10th. Ron Howard in California was getting it by long path at 1536 to 1550. And we were getting it at sign-on time when it's much easier to hear in North America by short path, 0330 UT, February 11th, as was Ron and Mark Cody in Ontario. I also heard a trace of a carrier before 14 UT, February 11th, and Ron heard them signing on again that day at 1500. Last week we noted that Radio Tamazo and Radio Dabanga via Vatican had shifted 5 kHz to 15555, thus avoiding WJHR, but the real reason was probably to avoid the tone jammer against Dabanga from Sudan. However, on February 10th, I found them back on 15550, again colliding with WJHR, leaving the jammer behind temporarily, which had followed them to 15555. So look for them to switch back and forth as necessary, and perhaps also affecting their morning broadcast at 0430. For the past 2 weeks, what had been our very first airing on Global 24 via WRMI 9395 has not appeared. That's Thursday at 2201 UT. It still appears on their schedule, however, so we're not sure if it's been canceled or just subject to preemption if the previous program, Dialogos Greece, runs past 2200. Thanks to Keith Weston for setting up another alternative to get World of Radio podcasts, this one via FeedBurner. It's feeds.feedburner.com/ Glenn Hauser's World of Radio. That's all one word, and every word is capitalized by the first letter. Keith Weston also hosts the alternative music show on Global 24, The Mix. It's on the schedule Saturdays and Sundays for 1 hour at midnight UT and Thursdays at 2000. Despite the thousands of U.S. medium wave stations, most of them slightly off frequency, harmonics in the 2 to 4 megahertz area remain extremely rare. I have, however, re-identified one I was picking up a couple of years ago. It's KGLD 1330 in Tyler, Texas, actually heard on 2660 kilohertz. I got a definite ID from them at 1200 and 1300 UT on February 9th. Of course, it helps to have as low a noise level as possible on the 2 megahertz band, and that won't last much longer as spring storms start ramping up. I suggest, if you have a quiet location, search out these medium wave harmonics. Like Papua New Guinea, another station I'm trying to hear after the interference goes off at 14 UT is Vanuatu 3945, the interference being Radio Nikkei 2 in Japan, but not even a carrier could I hear February 11th. However, in California, Ron Howard says that was one of their better days. Their favorite song, You Are the Only One, played twice during that hour. I'm glad they are still on their extended schedule. Reminder of the SWL Winterfest on February 27th and 28th at Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania, near Philadelphia. Looks like they have an excellent program planned. I wish I could be there. All the details are at www.swlfest.com. A fortnight earlier, on February 13th, it's World Radio Day, sponsored by UNESCO. The theme this year is Youth and Radio. It seems many radio stations have been encouraged to produce programming on this topic, and there have been several websites about this, but without any specific details, let alone whether any of the programs are on shortwave. As you surely have heard, Radio Shack has filed for bankruptcy and will be closing most of their stores. Check out the ones near you for possible deep discounts, but this is not the case at all of them, so I hear. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 15 and 4 February 22nd, 20 and 5 on the 28th and March 1st. Solar flux peaking at 155 February 17th and 18th, down to only 140 on the 21st and 22nd. That's World of Radio 1760. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.